breaking news on Gardasil I haven't even gotten to tonight. The correlation with pregnancy being down has been up for decades, down when you get 20-something million girls taking it. And we're going to show you UN examples and Rockefeller documents dealing with sterilization. Lionel is our guest. Watson is riding shotgun with us. Watson, what he's saying is the admitted plan, where through global standardization, these international treaties on copyright, cell phones, regular phones, all computers, that's what Shazam and all this stuff is, where now YouTube, every video you upload is run through an encoder of a database, and routinely, even though I have authorization from the company itself to have Shooter Jennings in Police State 4, we still had to fire counterclaims or have it taken down because it didn't matter. It heard that music and knew it was there. Or Paul, a few weeks ago, you played it like a 30-second clip of a television station in Canada promoting, you know, cashless society and all this. They didn't file the complaint. It ran through a computer. It was clearly fair use commentary. It was clearly you playing it and saying, look how they're wrong. Totally protected under every court case. We have a lawyer out here who can break it down for us. But I had already studied it myself. I'm a lawyer when it comes to this stuff. And so we had to file the counterclaim. But 99% of people don't know how to do that. And now the feds are saying they don't care. One time your website's gone, period, and then you'll be blacklisted on the Internet because now it's going to be a digital thumbprint to get online. You get one violation, you're never on the web again. And then you're going to be drug off by cybersecurity they've set up if you somehow hack in under another identity. Now you can't even work and live in society because you're on this digital probation when you never went through a regular court system. Lionel, that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That is indeed part of the process. May I also talk about something which is another aspect of it? Because remember, going back to what I said originally, if I could be the psychologist general and I could systematically habituate the people to something. In 1975, there was a TV show called SWAT. First came out when SWAT teams were brand new. Special Weapons and Tactics. Remember that? ABC, I think it was. In the old days, to show you how subtle this is, and it may not seem like much to people, but to me, it is a lot. The idea of a SWAT team, there was a van that went to where the suspect was or the hostage situation was, and the police officers changed from their regular, you know, uniform into the militaristic helmet, Kevlar, M4s, automatic weapons. It was a process. Now, that's been eliminated. We have, overnight, through this very subtle, very gradual, systematic habituation, our local police have turned into the military. And if you told somebody, if I could bring Thomas Jefferson back from the grave and say, look at what happened, look how there has been, how this firewall, the spirit, if you will, of Posse Comitatus, but the spirit of this differentiation between domestic police and military, that's all but gone. What happened?
Let me stop you. I got to stop you again because you're making my brain explode. You're right. And the key to this, for anybody who's been habituated to lie to themselves and like the system, people think that gives them power over it. The point is, it's scientifically been habituated, been incremental. It was designed. We even have the RAND Corporation documents on that, how, gee, even the smallest, you know, town has to have its SWAT team now, and now they're kicking down doors over unpaid parking tickets. This is the new Gestapo force, and look how they did it.
Let me throw another one at you, if I could. Ask yourself this. I want all of your listeners, all of your viewers, just to ask themselves a very simple question. Do you remember any time in your life when you heard the word vaccine brought up in news stories, TV shows, magazines, newspapers, articles, blogs, more than now? We are inundated. We are immersed, bathing in this new habituation about vaccines. Now, I'm just saying, whether they're good, bad, or different, it's a different story. The word terrorism. The word support your troops. These are
all these movies about forced inoculations coming, by the way.
And more importantly, how the government is to the rescue. Remember, we're going to need you. You know, Alex.
Stay there. We got to go to break. One more segment. Paul Watson waiting.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for all the joy.
You know, more work gets done around here when I'm off air than on. That's why we wouldn't even get it going here. I've got Nemo in here going, get Scotty down in the engine room to get PrisonPlanet.tv working. Or not PrisonPlanet.tv, the WordPress on InfoWars.com. And I'm like, I've got two IT people just on that. I can't afford more. And he's like, I've got to get the power into the main converter, Captain. It's probably because Drudge has got a giant link to us right now. And then I've got Lionel waiting, and then I've got Paul there. And you know, the frustrating thing is you know all this knowledge. You know it's real. You know you're being consciously manipulated by very corrupt, ruthless people. And even when you're conscious of it, it's hard to beat. And then you've got people who are willfully ignorant because part of the conditioning is when you're deep in it is you like it and you defend it and you love your servitude. But now the globalists are bringing us into the next phase where they destroy the economy to make us then do whatever we're told to get it back. Of course, you don't really get it back. Europe gives up all of its sovereignty, raises its taxes, money goes to foreign banks. Same thing here. It never gets better. It only gets worse. This is the post-industrial world. Paul Watson's waiting in the wings. Paul, what do you think of what Lionel was talking about, this whole use of copyright everything having systems engineered into it where your phone, your computer spies on you and then shuts things off if it thinks it's copyright. That's on the TiVos. That's on our own video converters to run video to screens for television. It's always screwing up with high def because it has to watch the signal and make sure it isn't copyright. And then it causes endless problems messing with everything and then buying expensive converters and things to even be able to do my own TV show. I mean, this surveillance grid, this panopticon, they have built into the technological system through DARPA and these global conventions total control, Watson.
Well, I mean, Homeland Security has seized website domains, not for hosting copyright material, but merely for linking to it. So they've got to that level. But people say, well, YouTube's a private website. I mean, they can delete what they want. Okay, fine, then we lose, you know, a third of our audience. So what are we going to do when Berestein, which is the company that controls all the .com domain names, gets the power to shut down .coms by government decree, which is now what they've requested? What are we going to do when Joe Lieberman's Senate, you know, Homeland Security office calls up Amazon and says, get WikiLeaks off your servers now, and 10 minutes later it's gone? Because that's already happening. But it's not just about YouTube. It's about government having the power to
shut down. Yeah, but I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there and have you comment and go back to Lionel on this, Paul. It's worse than that. When you advertise a business and you advertise a semi-commons, there's an agreement. When you sign that YouTube agreement, it's saying your free speech is honored. You are the you in YouTube. You bring your value to them. And it's just like a company cheating you or not being fair in its advertising, being dishonest. When YouTube tries to always use its rules against us, we go do the filings, we threaten to sue them just to stay on YouTube and reach 300 million people conservatively there in the last 2 years. And so, but again, the general public doesn't know how to do this. They don't open law books up and talk to lawyers as consultants and, you know, talk to the Electronic Frontier Foundation and do all this research, 17 years of media research. They're not a former prosecutor like Lionel and a media critic like Lionel. They just don't know. Go ahead, Lionel.
You know, Alex, that's one of the things also which is important. You also want to remember, going back to my nefarious position as psychologist general, I want to impress upon my subjects that they're stupid, they're uneducated, they're ignorant, they're nescient, they don't know as much as Big Daddy. I know more than you. This is a legal thing. This is about global warming. This is about medicine and vaccines. This is about commerce and finance. Let me give you one more, if I could, before I forget. This is the best example. I've mentioned this before. I've got it on my YouTube channel, as long as that's up. I've mentioned it on local commentary. This is how the systematic, and this also goes into your cashless society. There was a story in New York recently, this heartrending story of this little dog that traveled 5 years ago from Denver and shows up in Manhattan. I don't know how. And they found this little dog, and a veterinarian scanned it and said, hey, look, it has an embedded RFID chip, a little chip. Let's see. Could it be that maybe the information is there? Sure enough. And they called the owners up, and the little girl, who was, I think, five when Fluffy, you know, roamed off, was so delighted. Now, here is how the transition works. If it's good enough for your dog, then let's say you have a parent who has dementia, Alzheimer's, tends to walk off. Let's put a little RFID chip in your parents. Why? And this is the thing that just lulls people into the sense of hypnotic, trance-like approbation. Medical records. Don't you want your parents' medical records in this chip? Yes. Follow the watch. Then the next step, well, if it's good enough for your dog and good enough for your parents, you know, all these poor kids at Amber Alerts, these kids that are swiped off the street, what if I could make child abduction impossible, a thing of the past, through embedding a chip, not in any one usual place, God forbid a child's arm is
but it's injected, so it's tracker nanotech,
yes,
all over you, and that's what, and the companies,
yes,
admit they want to make it the law, and then all of this,
yes,
IBM secretly funded, and it came out, Verichip, just to be their frontline company to get everybody conditioned for it, and that's exactly
that's
now what they're announcing.
Condition, systematic habituation. Finally, I'm going to show kids, because young people, I can get to do anything if I make it cool. I want to make UPC code tattoos, which are already coming about. Watch. I want markings. And you mentioned the sign of the devil, and it's funny. It's, well, not funny, but it's interesting. The biblical references, that kind of make a lot of sense. But I want to make marking and tagging and coding a thing that's interesting. And eventually, I'm going to say you. Hey, Mr. Consumer, do you like your Blink card from X Bank? Isn't that great? No need to swipe it. If you're in the cab or at the drugstore, you swipe. What if I then take this RFID chip and I put it in your hand? I just got your medical
record. By the way, this has already all started. And again, I remember in Washington Post, WashTech, back when they had that, in 98, they admitted that at big corporate meetings where they get all the big heads together, they said, through media, let's habitualize body modification, because our studies show it'll get people ready for microchips. And it is so incredible. Let's bring Watson in here briefly. Watson, what's your take and view on this? And also comment on the streetlights with Homeland Security systems listening us, following us. They've now pulled the video since Drudge linked to your article.
Yeah, well, I mean, on the chip subject, we already carry around a chip that locates us everywhere we go. We can use it to swipe to buy things like a credit card. It's called our cell phone, so they've already got it to some extent. But on the IntelliStreet, yeah, this is a company that has received government funding to put in these streetlights, which basically include a sophisticated computer within the streetlight. It's got a Wi-Fi connection. It can be controlled remotely. It's got sensors. It's got cameras. It's got loud speakers, which mirrors what we have in Britain in cities where the CCTV surveillance cameras actually have speakers where the controllers can bark orders at people for dropping litter and stuff like that. So, I mean, I found this purely by accident. I was searching for Homeland Security on YouTube to try and find, you know, the latest video about how everybody's a terrorist. And I found this video, which had literally been uploaded minutes before, and it had got zero viewers. So I was the first one to see it, and it's about this company that's tied at the hip with the feds. And they're trying to roll out this system where the streetlight is the surveillance system, and it's ubiquitous throughout the city. As soon as it got linked on Drudge Report, they pulled the video. It's like, you know, a kid gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It's total criminality. This is a promotional video, and yet they're ashamed of it. They've pulled it from YouTube because they don't like us drawing attention to the fact that this is part of the Homeland Security occupation and takeover of America and turning it into this high-tech police state grid.
But then it's worse than that. They've jailed for 2 years a Border Patrol agent who had an illegal while he searched him raise his hands. But then I had a TSA guy doing that to me yesterday and sticking his hand in my pants. Yes, folks, it happened. I never got to it today. I'll talk about it tomorrow and play the audio. Oh, I recorded it. You better believe I did. And so all of that, again, this is so insane. They want to search your car 100 miles into the U.S. now, the Border Patrol does, at random checkpoints and hardened checkpoints. But then the illegals can't be searched. Again, whatever you're told something's for is not what it's really for. As Ron Paul said, the wall is to keep us in, not to keep the illegals out. The globalists.
You know, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, no. If you, I'm going to look at the news. Obviously, I'm on a news station here, very proud of Pix 11 in New York. And right now, we have a rash in the city of New York of gropers. And it's weird. It's kind of an infantilized sexual abuse. Not rape, thank God, but almost childish. It's strange. It's against the law, no matter how you look at it. Interesting thing. Every single night, on every channel, in every newspaper, we see grainy surveillance photos of people in the act. There is a sound of a woman actually being attacked. You see her. You hear the noise. And through this systematic reporting, and that's really what it is, we're applauding the fact that isn't this great?
Now, that's like Cops. That's like the show Cops, where it's always white trash, toothless people. The cops are always in the right, creating the image that humanity's a bunch of scum. The cops are great.
But what's interesting to note is nobody's been caught. Now, with all of this surveillance, we find out that just because I have a picture of, let's say, Alex Jones lifting something, I don't necessarily find Alex Jones. Nobody turns you in. But where they're being caught is old-fashioned shoe leather and police work. What happens is this.
Maybe they're old-fashioned TSA workers, and they just want a little extra after the job.
TSA, let me tell you something. I want to thank you for this. My wife, and I have I put a video up on this. My wife was at the Tampa airport. We were coming to New York. Tampa's my hometown. And I was it was a slow day, and they were saying, come in to the magnetometer. No problem. Come on in. My beloved wife, a very attractive woman, all of a sudden, this boss home type, he's standing up there. All right, literally, I'm kind of doing
that. All right, them some juicy-looking hog wallets you got. I'm going to need to handle the mangoes.
Ma'am, you come in here and you go over there. She says, wait a minute. And we had, again, let me say this for the umpteenth time, because of you and because of making me sentient and aware and armed with information about this backscatter radiation, which is a cancer tube. This isn't some vague kind of imagery. This is radiation. She knew all about it. She said, no, I'm opting out. At that point, and by the way, everybody will go through this if you travel. This guy, how dare you, little lady. That's another thing, too. Add to this, the police, these glorified sky caps. I mean, they're not all bad. Let's get that out of the way. But all of a sudden, these people, and you have reported time after time, Alex, about these lurid pasts of these people, all of a sudden, they're federalized. They're G-men, federal agents with a gold badge. All of a sudden, there's this almost a systematic internal psychology that says if anybody questions your authority, gives you lip, dares, remember, you're the boss. You don't serve and protect. You're not looking out for anybody. They have to be subservient and obedient and obeisant to you because you're the law. You're the man. And I'm telling you, we're seeing more and more of this. So she goes through this. Time after time after time, this is happening, and that's going to be the first victory. Now, let me just say something right now. This is the most important message I can give you, because when you listen to Alex and to Paul, and you listen to read your stories, it is not incumbent upon you as a citizen to understand why. You don't have to understand the motivation. Why would President Obama allow this? Why would Janet Obama? Don't ask why. It's not up to you. You're not. It's their story. Next, when something doesn't make sense, when you tell somebody, you know, I think somebody might have been a false flag, or I think somebody might have been an agent provocateur, or I don't think this might be Al-Qaeda, people will come up with this crazy idea. They'll say, number one, do you know how many people it would take to be involved in something to keep their mouths shut? Number two, why? Why would somebody want to do this? And I tell people all the time, it's their story. My job is not to figure out the motivation. As a prosecutor, I used to always tell juries, this motive visit you hear on TV, this motive and opportunity, I'm here to prove intent. I'm not here to prove motive. Why somebody? That's why hate crimes are unconstitutional in my book, because thoughts and motivation are protected speech. I can hate anybody I want.
No, it's did they do it or not? Do you have the proof?
Exactly.
Does this person's story make sense of why there's five dead bodies in their basement?
So when you ask somebody, when you bring up, you'll see this because what happens, Alex, you're intellectually challenging their sense of right and wrong. And also, people don't like to be told they're kind of stupid. They don't like you telling them yet again. So what they do is rather than sitting back and saying, well, thank you, Mr. Jones. Let me go on and read this article because you cite everything you say. This isn't just Alex Jones, the prophet. This isn't the oracular, Delphic Alex Jones who just pulls ideas out. It's always based, you and Paul Watson, it's always based on something tangible.
Well, I was about to say, I'm not that smart. I've learned.
Stop for a minute.
No, Paul, I mean, look, take Watson. He's the same way. All we've done is learned this criminal group's criminology so we know what to look for. And it's history, too, that these people are doing this.
All right, first of all, I'm going to call you out on something. I never thought I'd do this. I love you, man. But I'm tired of this one lie, this lie you perpetuate all the time. You know, I'm not that smart. You know, Sam Irvin, you're probably too young for this, but during the Watergate hearings, he used to always say, you know, I'm just a country lawyer. I'm just a country. He was one of those. So enough with that. You have this almost And it's not even encyclopedic, but it's weird when you go into that Jones referring days and times. So don't give me that nonsense about you're not that smart, okay? And Watson is the evil genius. That aside, what people do, Alex, it goes back way to the beginning of what we said. There is this sense of people don't understand human behavior. Whenever you listen, you hear yet again, a horrible story of a child, whether it's Casey Anthony or OJ or I don't know who it is. People cannot understand the savagery, the savagery that people evince. That's how people that share DNA with us, they don't understand why people could want to fondle, why cops can do things. Why, when you look at tapes of Occupy Wall Street and you see somebody standing there, you see a guy about to retire wearing a white shirt, take out a club or spray somebody, it's not my duty, it's not my job, and it's not my responsibility to explain why anything. I don't know. But history, you know, Tolstoy said, history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true. Since time immemorial, when you let human beings in charge of a structure, you will see this aphrodisiac of power literally evolve in any system. Go back to Caesar, go back to Genghis.
Yeah, we've got to close it here with Paul having a final comment, you having one more final comment. But just for those that just joined us, you're absolutely hitting the core, the central core of the issue. The heart of the matter is that people always say, why? Why would they do 9/11? And I go, okay. Why did Hitler firebomb the Reichstag to take over? Why did we stage the Gulf of Tonkin to get into Vietnam? Problem, reaction, solution. But I go, that doesn't matter. Look at the facts of the story. Do they make sense? And I do see that in serial killer cases and things. You're a prosecutor. You know much more about it. And I'm glad you got to this point. The defense always says, because the serial killer won't talk, well, what's the motive? Why would he do something like this? And the defense lawyer is talking to those people like they're children, trying to get them to think, why would you kill a three-year-old and torture him for 3 weeks in a basement, knowing that the grandma sitting there can't get their mind around it and sometimes won't convict because they can't believe it, even though they've got the dead kid. And that's the problem. People can't. Germans. Most of them did not know what Hitler was doing. It was compartmentalized. And that's why Eisenhower made them go into the camps and themselves.
The Milgram experiment, the Stanford prison experiment. Look at it. It's documented. I'm sorry.
No. But I mean, you're right. Most Germans, if they weren't there actually doing it, couldn't believe it. So Eisenhower made them go in and actually clean up dead bodies. And they were throwing up and things. But it's the same thing. Now, as the tyranny's even happening, we've even warned them. People didn't really do that with Hitler. We've warned them. They still can't believe it because they've already bought into the lie. And that's what's so dangerous. They can't believe it's happening because deep down they're scared. They feel powerless when they really have power. So they play a mind trick of, well, this isn't really happening. Folks, there's no room for denial. Even your own instincts out there, everybody's freaked out. Your own good old boy guts, your own sixth sense is telling you, mayday, mayday, mayday. Lionel, I want to really thank you for joining us. I look forward to talking to you soon. Paul Watson.
Thank you, sir.
You've got a minute and a half, and we'll let Lionel say bye. Go ahead.
No, I would just add that regarding the article I wrote, they have taken down the video, so we need people to copy that, duplicate that on YouTube, because they'll probably just go around deleting them one by one. And they're obviously very nervous about the fact that we've exposed their little link with Homeland Security and the fact that these streetlights are going to be used as a surveillance tool, just like they're planning to be used in the UK as X-ray scanners that undress people.
And by the way, Paul, just to add this caveat because it's so key, Napolitano admits she reads our articles on Drudge and doesn't like it, even though we hadn't called her a troll. She said, they're calling you a troll, I don't like it. Well, we're calling you one now since you don't like it. But they probably called the company and said, don't tell people that. We're going to claim it's a wireless connection. Because, again, I'll be on tonight, 7 o'clock, watching. Great job. Final comments, Lionel.
Well, first of all, Alex, I want to thank you for letting me on. I want to just mention, I talk about this at LionelMedia.com. I'm on Twitter, and I say this because I want to spread this information out. Let me just say in conclusion, what motivates me and what motivates you and what should motivate everybody is not this idealistic thought of what a society should be like. It's called the Constitution. Were it not for that, were I not to have that frame of reference, that reference document that tells me what's right and wrong, I wouldn't be
You wouldn't know.
It.
By the way, the video's going up soon at InfoWars. Look for it. Alien Genetic Takeover is the name.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I dislike Las Vegas so much, I may go back there and actually make a documentary. Las Vegas is the model of the future world. The symbols everywhere, the jumbotrons, creating a false reality, manipulating with conscious and subliminal messages, archetypal images. The most important thing you can take away from this broadcast, from my deep, 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 full devotion to understanding the world, is that the public is asleep and is in a trance. And I am in a trance. You have been induced into a trance. Now, some people are down 10,000 feet in the darkness of the sea, imaging the mind, the consciousness is the sea. Total darkness, ice cold. They have no sight. It's basically just like a matrix. Information's funneled into them. They just believe whatever they see. I have basically made my way up, swimming upwards into the light. And I'm basically about 1 inch beneath the water right now. And I can see the brilliance, and I can maybe make out some clouds, but I cannot imagine if you're even able, while you're confined to your earth suit, to go out and emerge but I'm 1 inch beneath the water. And the quickening, but it's all because the whole world, you can feel it. Everyone knows it. My dad's always an optimist, and he knows history. He knows that my information's accurate. But he's still gone from joking about some of this stuff 16 years ago when I first got on air to being more serious, but always saying, you know, we're going to make it. It's going to be all right. And I was over there last night for dinner with my children, and they left with my wife because I came after work. And because I dropped by here yesterday after I flew back in the afternoon, and he kind of, in concern, not snapped at me, but went, well, what's going to happen to us now that you've done this? What's going to happen to us if this stuff's all coming down? I mean, it really dawned on him that if we don't beat this, they're going to come line us up and shoot us. And I'm very few times have I seen my dad. I've seen like a car wreck and he gets out and helps somebody. He has that serious look. Or one time I cut myself really bad when I was a kid and blood was spraying all over the walls. I ran through a plate glass door that had just been closed. It had been open all day. I was running in and out to the pool. I saw that same look and he got up. He kind of jumped up when I was saying things. And I wasn't being loud. I was saying, you have to understand, I'm not really thinking about some of the family stuff you're bringing up. I'm really thinking about it's all coming down. He got up off the couch. He said, what's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to you? And then it was just for a moment. Then he snapped back and he said, well, we've just got to stop this from happening. And as I was saying that, he was saying, we've just got to stop this from happening. As I was blurting out, Dad, we've just got to stop it. We're all in. I was like, Dad, we've got to stop. And he said it himself. You understand? It was like mind meld. People understand. And everywhere I go, people, there was a 90-year-old Scottish woman on the plane next to me. And then right next to me is this Air Force sergeant, armor weapon specialist, 7 tours. And he didn't even want to talk about it. I started talking to him, you know, looking in the guy's eyes. I could really see into him. It's the discernment, ladies and gentlemen. I almost didn't even come in and do this radio show today. I almost just left for a month. I mean, I do not even feel worthy to even try to describe the magnitude of all of this. And what's happening and everything that it's just, I've just lived a movie in the last 3 days, just the whole thing. And you notice hanging out with Jesse Ventura and going out and doing shoots at clandestine facilities and having security harass us and finding out about stuff they're going through and all this craziness and Sean Stone there to, you know, super high understanding of the Illuminati and telling me stuff that then I can't repeat about things he's seen and the Illuminati. I mean, it is just. But that's none of that is even. That's just window dressing for the experiences. Everywhere I went, everything I did was a lesson. Everything I saw, every hooker I turned down, it was mind blowing and boosting. I mean, I was in here yesterday. I got in here about 3 o'clock. Plane landed at about 3:30. They made us all stay on the plane while they got the coffin off and everything, the dead soldier. And I came in here and literally sat in the chair trying to have meetings and talk to people. And I've been gone a few days, you know, trying to give orders and get people's ideas and have discussions. And I was like a jellyfish. I was so tired that I wasn't even tired. I just felt like I couldn't get up. I was super awake. But I couldn't even get up. And I just sat here for like 3 hours, just sitting there talking over my parents. And I was sitting there next to that 90-year-old woman from Scotland who was over here visiting her daughter. And they look like clones of each other, who was 70-something. And the 90-year-old was a great-great-grandmother and was going to visit her 12th great-great-grandchild. And these old women didn't know who I was. And they're like, in that Scottish accent, you can feel the world's changing. Something big's about to happen. These wars are evil. America was once a great country, but now evil has taken it. And these old women are like, you can feel it. And their eyes were looking at me. And I was just like, it was just every person I talked to. It was like a spiritual experience at a level I couldn't, every person and watching people and how they were interacting and what they were doing. My God. And I'm 1 inch. I can feel it spiritually. I am 1 inch from breaking the surface. And let me tell you, folks, I haven't run into anybody. Very few who aren't extremely old. The only people I've run into that I can tell that have woken up more than I have are people like Ron Paul. You could tell that guy didn't tell you one tenth of what he knows, folks. He's very owly. And like that old woman, she didn't have all the knowledge I have of like contemporary things, but she had deep knowledge of being a great, great grandmother. She had ancestral knowledge. The knowledge that only elders can have who've been on the right path. You know, an old person who's not been on the right path is usually mean, ugly in their soul, hating youth. But then there's the old people who can see life and enjoy it and frolic in happiness and people doing well. Then let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The message was, talking to Tim when I got here yesterday at like 3 o'clock, talking to my mother, talking to people on the plane, people in Las Vegas who were there for business. They'll always let you know, I'm here for business. You know, I'm not here to be taken advantage of. I'm, you know, I'm here. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Was how there's this false reality programming people in thousands of different ways in a concerted system that's being built for eons like a pyramid. That's why it's so finely oiled. They only make slight tweaks in it. Everyone would look at me and say, who's awake? Would say, you know, this isn't a human intelligence doing this. People that are awake realize, you say what it is, the devil. Some people like David Icke would say, you know, what, space aliens? But the presence, once you awaken, that eye of Sauron is looking at you, and you can't deny it's there. You feel it. And it's, yeah, that's right. You're not just fighting humans, pal. You're fighting demons. This is not human built, ladies and gentlemen. I can talk about all these world events and everything I talked about happening. They're going to set up world government and they're going to kill billions of people. You understand that? They want blood. They want death. That's what these people want. That's what they came for. They don't care about money and sex and power. That's stuff they buy us with. That's stuff that humans want, not the devil. The devil wants your soul. The devil wants your spirit, wants your intellect, wants your mind. Let me read you a Black Sabbath passage from Rodney James Dio. This is somebody into evil, but who has seen, gone deep enough into evil from the other side to see what I've seen. Sing me a song, you're a singer. Do me a wrong, you're a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on, on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Oh well. You understand what this is saying? The lover of life's not a sinner. The ending is just a beginner. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you'll know that you're dreaming. You know you're dreaming when you rise, you come out of the trance. So it's on and on, on and on and on. And I watched my dad come right to the surface last night, just right where I'm at. He's older than I am, but I watched him come right to the point I am of breaking his trance. He already subconsciously knows there's a great threat and he's under chemical assault and biological assault and spiritual assault, but he's robust. He's a frontiers person. He's going to make it. He's going to hack through it. You know, there's this attitude of men. All right, they got us using DU weapons. We're the Marines. We'll use them. And when you're young, it's meant to kill you 20 years later. No, you've got to fully break the trance and realize they're killing me. This isn't my government. They're doing something 10,000 times Al-Qaeda. You have to fully realize you're under assault. It's a creeping death, though. The enemy knows how to ooze in around you, like a snake that comes up and says, I'm your friend. Here's a kiss. It curls around you and kisses you on the cheek and whispers in your ear, and its eyes are pinwheels spinning. But then it just kind of, oh, let me caress you. And later you go, oh, you look down, you're bleeding. It's been biting your breast. See, we're designed to face a cave bear rushing in, into the and humans are like, You know what? I got to defend my children. This will get my guts going up. All that NFL stuff you see jumping over groups of people and all that, that's meant for when you're defending your family. That's why it gets you so excited. You're not designed to face something put in your water, something broadcast, invisible, electronic waves you can't see, giving you cancer, breaking up your DNA, like a ultrasound breaking up kidney stones. Same thing, just waves everywhere, just blasting us. Cancer rates exploding. I mean, right now, I'm in here surrounded by TV sets, wireless systems. I'm just frying here. You can just see it. But you see a limited spectrum. You can't see that dimension, but it's there. You're blasting me right now. I'm just in a blast furnace. I feel ill every day when I leave here. But it's the technology of the Matrix. I have to step in to the Matrix Temple relay system to even reach you. It's a giant, soul-sucking kill grid. All this technology, everything. They could have had clean forms of it. It was designed to be dirty. It was designed to pollute your spirit. It was designed to take you straight to hell. And so none of this other stuff matters. None of it. Not the euro being set up, not the poison vaccines, none of it. If you don't wake up and recognize what it is. You see, as the world begins to wake up, the globalists are coming out more in everybody's face. Oh, you don't want the Gardasil shot. You didn't buy that it was mandatory. We'll just say it's mandatory again, this time the federal government. And your little boys are going to take it next. As if we haven't hurt them enough. One in 25,000 having autism 20-something years ago, now one in 58. Now we got your little girls, and now we're going to get your little boys. And it is a sacrifice of your children. But these demons like it to go slow. They like to hurt the child in the womb. Then they like to death by a thousand cuts, vaccines, fluoride, GMO. And they can just see in the spiritual realm that child being sliced. Everything they eat, everything they do, the evil just hates that energy, hates that light, hates that goodness. And they're just like vampire, little vampire bats all over your child biting it. The GMO, the fluoride, the electronic pollution, the electronic fog, just thousands of vampire bats all over your child just biting. And that's why it's vampires, vampires, vampires all over TV, constant vampires, constant, 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 which is the legend of the spiritual vampire. It's not the physical vampire. And that's what I realized, is that Las Vegas is a vampire capital, a spiritual vortex of vampiric evil. That's what the god of this world is. He's a big, fat vampire. I have asked God, because I have shirked from this, I have known, and I'm not one of the responsibility, but I officially have asked God to give me the empowerment to face these people head on, and I want everything that comes with it. I want all of it. I want the pain. I want to truly face it, because I'm already under attack by it, and everyone else is, and I can't stand watching it go on anymore. I can't stand watching them hurt the children anymore. I can't stand watching them wreck society. I can't stand watching people in darkness. And the thing I really can't stand is watching good people. Like that Air Force sergeant going to bury his friend, who was praying when he didn't think anybody was watching him, who was very composed, very professional, filling out reports the whole time when he wasn't talking to me, meaning well, saying, you got a good guess, they're going to hit Iran, Israel first. He meant well when he said, turn Iran into a parking lot. He really believes he's fighting for good. That's the incredible deception, is that this satanic government harnesses good people who are deceived, living in a false reality, to carry out their evil. And there are men, our men all over the world, fighting more than anybody ever did in World War II, you name it, seven tours. He said some of them have been a nine. And he is literally pouring himself out, totally dedicated, and he has no idea because he's in a trance. I'm literally looking at a prisoner who understands this temporal world but does not understand the spiritual. You call it whatever you want, the subconscious. What system is programming? If you're an atheist, an agnostic, whatever you are, whatever system you're believing in, it doesn't matter. Reality is still there. And let me tell you something. Have you seen how we predicted everything that's happened? Have you seen how the Vatican's come out for world government, the Bank of the World, a private bank? We told you that was going to happen. Have you seen how all this is unfolding? Are you ready for the next stuff to unfold? And one of the biggest lies of this system is that we can't change things. We are in a battle. We are in a war, a gladiatorial fight between good and evil, with the whole universe watching. And Christians have not really read what's in the Bible. Christians have not read what's in the Bible. Nineveh, all the examples of reprieves, of societies repenting. And I don't mean repent at one of these whorehouse churches. I mean really repent and ask God to be given discernment and to face down evil. We could turn this around.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's right, I never finish this. I'm going to stop preaching. And when I come back in the next hour, I will properly assess the world government takeover now being triggered, the forced inoculations, what happened to me in Las Vegas, and announcements even more disgusting. You're a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on. The lover of life is not a sinner. The ending is just a beginner. All right. Now crank it up. Let's play the rest of it. Go ahead. The Illuminati knows. They sing songs about it in your face. They're black magicians. You think the magic tricks are only going on at the casinos? Or when the magician comes to your school and pulls a rabbit out of a hat? They are manipulating your consciousness. They are funding your enemy so they can destroy us all. Because they feed off the pain, the anguish. They feed monetarily, but also, and more importantly, spiritually. The globalists seek for conflict and chaos, not to bring order. Oh, there's an order to it, like that of a bombed out city. It's the journey that the New World Order's on, not the destination. Killing is their business, and business is good. They enjoy it. Let me read the rest of this. Well, if it seems to be real, it's illusion. For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody bleeds for the dancer. And it's on and on, on and on and on. They say that life's a carousel, spinning fast, you've got to ride it well. The world is full of kings and queens who blind your eyes and steal your dreams. It's heaven and hell. Oh, well. And they'll tell you black is really white. The moon is just the sun at night. And when you walk in golden halls, you'll get to keep the gold that falls. It's heaven and hell. No, no, fool. You don't keep the gold at Las Vegas. They're getting the gold out of you, your soul. Not all that glitters is gold. You got to bleed for the dancer. Fool, fool, look for the answer. Fool, fool, you got to bleed for love. It's in the giving, not in the taking. Crank it up at the end here. As we take us out, I'll be back with the next hour of Pure News. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.